Shin He Sif Yud Valid. The Tetzei Shum Veheima Le Okud Vele Rogu. No animal should go out when two of his legs are tied together. Peresh Okud Shekosh Yoda Achaz Im Ragla. Okud means they tie a front leg to a back leg. Rogel Haina Shekosh Achaz Im Raglea Klafi Maila. Rogel means you bend up one of his legs and you tie it up. Shelik Telech Ela Gimel Raglaim. So that can only go on 3 feet. The idea behind these things is that they shouldn't run away. But even so, these strings are not something which is serving and benefiting the animal, just causing it sound, and therefore it's considered a maser. That's one pshat. And the other pshat that Mishnah Berurah brings, shame, the achreinim is that maybe the string which is tying it up will fall off and you can come to carry it. Mishnah Berurah says, shame the achreinim, that which is also to go out with the string when you fold up one leg, that's only if you fold up one. But if you tie two legs together, two front legs together, two back legs together, so it shouldn't run away, then it's permitted, because that's the way they watched over it. And it's not a matzah. You know, it's not that it helps you watch over the animal, it's not considered carrying. Because we have one problem, though, that that is permitted, so why is it also to have a front and a back leg tied together? So if we say it's a chashash that will fall off, so maybe it's more of a chashash that will fall off when you do the front to the back, because that bothers the behemoth more, and I'll try to kick it off. But if you just do the two back legs, the two front legs together, there's less of a chance that will fall off.